Your charges are paid directly to the repair shop. Many plans feature no out-of-pocket costs. Save thousands in car repairs. We are currently accepting 100 registrants daily, so don't wait. If your car is less than 12 years old and has less than 130,000 miles, call 877-466-6207. Call right now. 877-466-6207. That's 877-466-6207.
The state of California now says more than 6,200 people there have been infected with whooping cough. Correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
This is the largest epidemic of whooping cough to hit California since 1950. 10 deaths have been reported. All the victims were babies, too young to be fully immunized. Parents and caretakers are being urged to get a booster shot to help increase immunity around vulnerable children. Whooping cough is also known as pertussis and is highly contagious and has symptoms similar to the common cold. A persistent cough that lasts for weeks is a possible sign of pertussis. I'm Ed Donahue.
Tight times and short attention spans are prompting advertisers to shrink commercials. The Nielsen Rating Service says the number of 15-second TV ads has jumped more than 70% over the last 5 years and made up more than a third of all national ads last year. Research shows the shorter spots hold on to more eyeballs than the longer format. For the latest news and analysis, log on to IRNUSANews.com.
The fall run has started and the cattle are moving. Now it's time to finish the year with strong profits. We know bovine respiratory disease, or BRD, can be a really big problem, especially with bad weather. And while you can't control the weather, you can control the impact BRD has on your wallet. Only Draxxin offers a 14-day duration of efficiency, giving you the best chance to optimize your return on investment. And in clinical studies, Draxxin's been shown to be more effective than Mycotyl or Nuflor for the control of BRD in cattle at high risk of developing BRD, and more effective than Bitril, Mycotyl, or Nuflor for the first treatment of BRD. Talk to your veterinarian or Pfizer Animal Health sales representative and ask about Draxxin today. Do not use Draxxin tulathromycin injectable solution in calves to be processed for veal. Pre-slaughter withdrawal time has not been determined for pre-ruminating calves. Effects on reproductive performance, pregnancy, and lactation have not been determined. Draxxin has a pre-slaughter withdrawal time of 18 days.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning, Pastor Billy Crone of the Niagara Frontier Bible Church. We're going to be talking about dinosaurs. Now, why would anybody worry about dinosaurs here? The whole world is collapsing around us. The U.S. economy is collapsing. Our unemployment rate really is about 22%, and because they're lying. The government is lying because they don't want us to realize that if you take the people who are underemployed and who've just quit looking for work, why, of course, and you calculate our unemployment the way that they did during the Great Depression, it's 22%. It was only 25% at the heart of the Great Depression, and I fear it's going to be much higher than that here in the next year or so. And so why, with what's going on in America today and the massive deficits we have and other countries coming in and buying up our industries and buying up our farmland and buying up many of the oil fields in America, why are we concerned about dinosaurs? Why? Because the major purpose behind everything going on today is to destroy America and bring about a great one-world government. And, of course, they are actively, purposely, intentionally destroying the infrastructure of this nation and impoverishing our people and taking away their homes and just destroying of the love of which we have for this nation. But you have to understand that there is an organized effort to destroy our belief in God, because, of course, it was God who gave us our liberty. For where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And so they have to destroy our belief in God. That's why they took God and prayer out of our schools, introduced evolution. If they can convince us that the Bible isn't true, that we shouldn't depend upon God, then they can take away our freedom. That's what it's all about. So Pastor Crone's going to be talking about this idea, this lie, that dinosaurs lived 50 million years ago. They died out 50 million years ago, and it really isn't true. The world is not 50 million years old. It is, as God has said in the opening chapter of Genesis, really a little over 6 million years old. And anyway, Pastor Billy, you go ahead and pick up the story of the relationship between man and dinosaurs.
Yeah, you're exactly right. It's an attack on God. And again, as we've talked before, you have to get away from the existence, the belief that there is a God, and certainly the Judeo-Christian ethic, in order to do what they're doing today. And they're very slick about it. They're using the public school system. They're using the media. They're using Hollywood, all the kind of outlets today to propagate this lie. And what's, I'd say, ironic, I'll add a stronger word, what's sickening about it, is when you begin to do the investigation yourself, as you should as a critical thinker, and not just take things for granted, it's not even based on science. That's the whole myth about this thing. Oh, it's absolute science. How could you dare question? And when you begin to investigate it, folks, you see it's a world belief system. You have to have faith to believe that everything in the world came from a rock. Okay, I'll take, you know, just common sense that, okay, it came from God, then a rock. But that's really the basis of evolution when you nail it down. And what they do, Dr. Monteith, to start this lie, to propagate this lie so they can pull off the New World Order, they're very slick about it. They start with what every kid is interested in. They not only have you in public schools where they control what you're being taught, which, by the way, is not an education, that's indoctrination, but they start with dinosaurs. And that's why I was very excited to finally get to this study, because every kid on the planet is excited about dinosaurs. Now, the sad thing is evolution has jumped on the bandwagon of dinosaurs and use it as one of their biggest promotions of their lie. And what they do is they start with kids even before they get into school. They go into a little kid's book about dinosaurs, and the first thing it says is millions of years ago. And as you just said, Dr. Monteith, that's a lie. That's not what we see, and we can demonstrate that scientifically, archaeologically, geologically, et cetera, et cetera. When you put them to the test, it fails every time. Okay, no pun intended. And then they followed up with the next one. No man has ever seen the dinosaur. Well, right there you just called the Bible a lie, because the Bible says, the book of Genesis, that God created man and animals on day six. So that presupposes, obviously dinosaurs are a land animal, that they were made with man. And so you're calling the Bible a lie. And because they've been so successful and they have such control, Dr. Monteith, of the school system, of the media, when you make a proposition like that, like, you mean to tell me, first of all, that God is real and that he made dinosaurs and man and that they live together? Well, folks, that's what we share with you. You will see with your own eyes in this study human remains mixed together with dinosaur remains. How do you explain that with evolution? That one find right there, and they're all over the world, by the way, folks, when we show you the evidence, that blows evolution right out of the water. How do you explain human tracks crisscrossing, walking alongside, stepping inside of dinosaur tracks? How do you explain that? And on it goes. And then we even expose what you can only explain from a biblical point of view is fresh dinosaur remains. They're fresh tissue, fresh blood cells. How do you explain that? If they're supposedly died out 70 million years ago, 65, whatever it is, then how do you explain we still have fresh body parts? Excuse me? Well, you can explain that biblically, because from they died and perished suddenly, we agree about that, but it wasn't a comet, it wasn't an asteroid, it wasn't some disease, it was a worldwide flood that happened recently, about 4,500 years ago, and so it's logical that you're going to find some fresh remains, you know, here and there, and that's exactly what we find. But again, that blows evolution right out of the water. And then the biblical account, you're thinking, wait a second, that presupposes then if they got destroyed by the flood, and they're land animals. The Bible says that Noah and his family survived the flood, but he had to take two of every kind of land animals with him, so that presupposes dinosaurs. And we saw, well, yeah, you're absolutely right. He didn't have to take two of every species, just two of every kind okay, of animals. And as we saw, when you read the biblical account, you do the math, bust out your calculator, there was plenty enough room, folks, on that ark for two of every kind of air-breathing land animal, not the water animals, and not every species. You don't need 250, 300 kind, species of dogs. You just need two of the dog kind, okay? And there was plenty enough room if you look at the facts, okay? And what they do is they teach people to scoff instead of looking at the facts. And folks, I'm sorry, that's not science. That's not an education. It's crazy, okay? And so that's what we do. We just bring out the facts. We don't just quote Bible verses at you. You look at the archaeological evidence. You look at the scientific evidence. And you will see it with your own eyes, folks, with the videos, with the clips, the pictures and stuff. And it's not doctored up stuff. This is stuff that is actually being reported on CNN, Fox News, etc. And when you watch it, you're going, do you have any idea what you're doing? You're actually undermining the whole evolutionary theory. And they come up with weird – I was talking to a guy the other day. They come up with interesting phrases to explain it away. They have words like, well, that's an anomaly. Well, let me translate that for you. What that means is that just disproved our whole theory. But you can couch it in whatever term you want. That doesn't – you know, that you have to deal with the facts, okay?
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
The change in the weather can only mean two things. It's hunting season, and it's election time. Now, stay with me, because the two are related. The great outdoors is more than a hobby in Colorado. It's a way of life. It's who we are. And folks here value our Second Amendment right to own firearms. At least most folks do. But to some politicians, the Second Amendment is just a campaign prop. Like Senator Michael Bennett. In Colorado, Bennett says he supports us, but in Washington, Bennett sponsored legislation to undermine our rights. So, where does Michael Bennett stand on the Second Amendment? Well, that all depends on where he's standing.
There's a better choice. Ken Buck. Ken Buck stands up to protect our rights, to protect our freedom. That's why Ken Buck is endorsed by the National Rifle Association. For Senate, vote Ken Buck. The NRA Political Victory Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.nrapvf.org.
Starline Christian School, located at 2418 19th Avenue in Greeley, Colorado, has been in operation since 1980 and is state licensed. There are openings for the following family-centered programs for your children, ages 2.5 to 12 years old. Morning preschool from 8:30 a.m. until 12:30, including lunch, or 8:30 to 11:30 with no lunch. Child care before and after school programs available. Conveniently located at 2418 19th Avenue, Starline School is close to Centennial Park Library, UNC, the hospital, Greeley Mall, and walking distance from Jackson Elementary School. Hours of operation 6:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. For a tour or more information, call 970-353-7541. That's 970-353-7541.
Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Pastor Billy Crone, and we're talking about dinosaurs. Is it just possible that our educational system, our teachers, our professors are lying to us? Is it possible that the scientists are lying to us? Is it possible that the entire media is part of a vast conspiracy to lie to the people, and that dinosaurs didn't die out 50 million years ago, as we've been told, where they existed and coexisted at one time with mankind? In fact, there was some fellow who was studying dinosaurs, and he found one of them that where there was actually a spearhead, it actually had pierced and was still remaining in the bones, one of the big bones of the chest of a dinosaur. Well, boy, did he get into real problem, because when you're a scientist, you're not supposed to support the truth or what you see with your eyes. You're supposed to go along with a lie that, of course, dinosaurs died 50 million years ago. And even the scientists say, well, man wasn't around at that time. So obviously the scientist had to be destroyed. Why? Because he reported the truth. And if you haven't seen that wonderful DVD with Ben Stein,
called Expelled, and you can get it from Netflix, Expelled, showing what happened to scientists who dared to suggest that there might be intelligent design. And if you, as a scientist, suggest even the possibility that there is intelligent design behind mankind and nature and everything, they will destroy you. Is that science? No, we do not have science today. We do have some good scientists who will come forward, but of course they do so at the risk of losing their job, their profession, their pension, everything, and being demonized and attacked. Why? Because they told the truth. It's time we had scientists who will tell the truth. We do have some, but of course there is a conspiracy against God, and some of the scientists will even admit that. The reason that they come up with their conclusions is not because it's based upon fact or observation. It's based upon the fact that they don't want to admit that there's a God who we are all responsible for and will one day be held accountable to. Go right ahead, Pastor Crone.
Well, and again, Dr. Monteith, it's, you know, obviously, they, as you rightly stated, and we share, you know, examples on this study, you'll hear from the evolutionists themselves of how when you find anything to the contrary, you're going to lose your job. You're going to be ostracized, and that one gentleman you talked about, when he tried to go back to his site, when he found the spear point in the dinosaur, they posted people there with machine guns, so he couldn't go back and shut down his site. I'm sorry, that's not science. And again, the irony is oftentimes, you know, periodically, Dr. Monteith, I'll go through this, and people say, well, that's interesting information, and but I really can't take your research to heart because this is not in a peer review article. And then once you learn the system, you realize it's a closed system, okay? It's like, okay, well, guess what? Not just myself, but any other scientist that find anything to the contrary, and this is what even the evolutionists in their own camp admit, and we share the video, is if you find something to the contrary to the established belief, i.e. of evolution, it won't go into a peer review article. And yet they won't accept your information as valid if it's not in a peer review article. Well, how can it ever give it a chance? You won't let it go in there. It's a closed system, folks. It's not open-ended. They're not open to the facts. If anything is found to the contrary, they cover it up. And we've shared this before, Dr. Monteith. That's why it's a classic quote that we share with the two other scientists. And they're the ones that said it. And I thought, man, that's brilliant. And they said over their research, their independent research, looking at what's really going on in archaeology, here's their quote. They had said, we, in the last 150 years or so, that they are covering up as much as they are digging up. When they find something that doesn't agree, oh, you better just put some dirt back over that critter. Let's move on. Okay, that's what's going on. Or they go ahead and take it out, and they cart it away, and Indiana Jones, eat your heart out. They just store away in a box, and you and I never get to see it again. Okay, and that's what we do. There are some people that have escaped the system, been able to do it independently, and we bring out the research, and you can check it out with your own eyes. But again, with the whole dinosaur issue, not only presupposes that God made them, that they coexisted with man, and we show you the evidence of that. It not only presupposes that if there was a recent wide world flood that took them out, then you'd find some recent remains. That's exactly what we find. And every single one of those folks blows evolution right out of the water. But it keeps getting worse for evolution. The whole premise then is, well, wait a second, that's true, the biblical account. Then that means they got on and off the ark with Noah. And as we saw before, hey, if you do the math instead of just scoffing, open up the Bible, look at it yourself, bust out a calculator, you will see that there was plenty enough room on the ark to contain all the animals, two of every kind, air-breathing land animals, including the 50 different kinds, roughly, of dinosaurs, okay? And then we saw that, well, why don't we have a big, giant population of dinosaurs then? We got humankind, mankind, has, you know, sprung into existence again, and after Noah and his family, eight people there repopulated the earth, why don't we see a bunch of dinosaurs? We see other animals. Why not dinosaurs? Well, as we saw logically, first of all, they'd have a change of climate, okay, which would drastically affect their ability to survive. The change of stability. You got things that going on now in the world as a result of the earth cracking up with the worldwide flood, with earthquakes and volcanoes and things of that nature. They couldn't survive all that. Their food supply was radically changed from going from lush forest. Hey, how would you like to go through this forest? Dr. Monteith, some of the finds that they find of the petrified trees, which, of course, that we believe were formed at the time of the flood, some of the remains that they find, some of the trees that they're finding with the stumps, based on that factor, they're about 1,000 feet tall. Amazing world it was, folks, before the flood. And but anyway, so they have a massive lush food supply, which makes sense because then you'd need big animals to take down those trees, which is why we find fossil remains of 8-foot beavers. You need a 8-foot beaver to take down a 1,000-foot tree. But anyway, the biggest culprit, I believe, is they had a change of relationship with man. And that's where it's very interesting. Right after the flood, we had this command from God that, okay, now you can eat meat. Before it was vegetarian, now you can eat meat. And so you stop and think about it logically. Dinosaurs get off the ark with other animals, and man's going to eat some meat, and hey, there's probably a lot of meat on a dinosaur. And the moment you start saying that, people say, hey, you are wigged out. You've been watching way too many Flintstones. You know, they didn't eat brontosaurus burgers. Well, wait a second now. Let's just take a look at the evidence, and that's what we promote. You see, folks, back then, they did not call them, and I'm talking after the flood, they did not call them dinosaurs. We've talked about this before, Dr. Monteith. The word dinosaur is a relatively new, recent word. It was invented in about 1841 by Sir Richard Owens, okay? And so the Bible was already established, okay, by that time. And so you wouldn't expect to find a recent word like dinosaur, just like you wouldn't expect to find the word cell phone or dishwasher or computer, okay? That's just common sense. And it's the same thing not just with the Bible, but in man's history, okay? You wouldn't expect to find the recent word dinosaur. But there were dinosaurs. They just called them by a different name. They called them dragons, okay? And, folks, this is what's interesting, is once you keep looking at the world and dinosaurs, okay, through the biblical eyes, okay, and that's the key, through biblical eyes, not the live evolution, everything about our history, before the flood, after the flood, the evidence that we see in history, archaeological, geological, et cetera, everything starts to make total sense. It's like, wow, you got to be kidding me. All of these things are starting to line up. Okay, and including what's mentioned in virtually every single culture on the planet, and that's the existence of these things called dragons. Okay, now once again, here's the problem, Dr. Monteith. Evolution has come in and brainwashed people into thinking that, hey man, any talk about dragons is purely, you're talking about a cartoon, you're talking about mythology. These things aren't real, okay, let alone that's what dinosaurs really were. And people just called them that. The dinosaur, that word hasn't been invented yet. And what they do, again, is teach people to scoff at the idea before investigating the facts. I mean, if you are an honest seeker of the truth, shouldn't you at least investigate it before you scoff? I mean, even if you disagree with it, shouldn't you investigate it? Okay? And that's what we do. We just bring out the evidence. Make up your own mind. Check it out yourself, folks. Okay? In fact, if you take a look at the word dragon, what's interesting is it wasn't that long ago, folks, that the dictionary, yes, believe it or not, the dictionary said this about dragons: very rare, though still living animal. In fact, the World Book of Encyclopedia used to carry this definition of dragons. The dragon legends are strangely like actual creatures that have lived in the past. They are much like the great reptiles. Gee, I wonder what those are. Yeah, that's right, dinosaurs, which inhabited the earth. Dragons were generally evil and destructive. Every country had them in its mythology. Which is another interesting point if you stop and think about that logically. Why is it dragons? Why doesn't every country on the planet talk about giant turtles or giant hamsters or giant jellyfish that attack the villages? Why is it every country has it, virtually on the planet, has in its culture talk about these things called dragons? Okay? And so that's the question. As we take a look at this study, we're going, well, let's look at this logically, not just even biblically. Let's take a look at logically. Are dragons, here's an idea, here's a neat thought. Let's do some science. Well, you may not agree with it, but let's do some science. Let's investigate this before we scoff at that. Are dragons really mythological beings, okay, or do they answer the question, where did the dinosaurs go after they got off the ark with Noah? Okay, and the first proof that we know that they're really dinosaurs that got off in the ark with Noah is, again, the biblical proof. What we saw before, folks, is just like you'd expect to find, if God is the one who really created dinosaurs, okay, then you'd think that at least the Bible would mention them, right? Well, it does. Now, again, not the word dinosaur because, again, that's relatively new, and you're not going to find that word because the Bible is already established, but the Bible clearly talks about dinosaur. We've talked about that before with behemoth that has a tail that sways like a cedar tree. What is so big? What animal can you think? As soon as I say this, it's got a tail that's as big as a tree. Instantly, you think of a dinosaur. Okay, behemoth, leviathan, wild ox, flying serpent. Clearly, in the biblical account, you're talking about dinosaurs. Well, another one is in the issue of dragons that the Bible mentions, okay? About 30 different times in the Old Testament, that the Bible mentions dragons. And you're talking about the historical time frame that's after the time of the flood. Let me give you just one example in the book of Jeremiah. You can check it out yourself. Chapter 51 says this. This is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says. The daughter of Babylon is like a threshing floor at the time it's trampled. The time to harvest her will soon come. Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, has devoured us. And then it goes into a description of what that's like. He has thrown us into confusion. He has made us an empty jar, like a serpent, other translations, dragon, like a dragon. He has swallowed us and filled his stomach with our delicacies and then spewed us out. Okay? And so that's the obvious question. Well, obviously you're talking about something spewing and spitting people out, and it says there in some translations serpent, others say dragon. And so that's your first clue that you got something more going on here. And what you do have in common, some translations actually even just say monster. Okay, but a lot of them just have dragon. And here's the point. It's the same Hebrew word, okay, however you want to look at it, tanin, okay? And again, it's used about 30 different times in the Old Testament. And again, just like with Behemoth, just like with Leviathan, that are clearly speaking about dinosaurs, you take a look at this word dragon in the Bible, folks, after the flood, okay, and you substitute it with the word dinosaur, okay, and it fits very nicely with the context. Again, just like with Behemoth, what is it that goes through your mind that has a tail the size of a cedar tree? Hey, that's a dinosaur. That's common sense, right? Exactly. And it's the same thing when you look at this post-flood word called dragon that's mentioned in the Bible. But even if you don't want to do that, you say, well, that's the Bible. I'm not there yet. I don't believe that. Okay. Well, let's take a look at some common sense, folks. Let's take a look at a comparison. Okay. If you do your homework, and again, if you don't want to do it, get the study. We did it for you. But if you don't want to trust us, do it yourself. Okay. I invite you to do that. Okay. Do a side-by-side comparison of what we know about dinosaurs. And historically, whether you want to call them mythological at this point or whatever, and historically of dragons. And when you do that, folks, you see it. Hey, this is common sense. I'm talking about one and the same creature that's going on here. First of all, there's the size comparison. Okay, first of all, not all dragons, folks, that are mentioned throughout history are described as being these big, giant, large, horrible, terrifying creatures. Some dragons that are mentioned in history around the world, some of them are actually very small. Okay? And again, what's interesting, Dr. Monteith, is what we saw before. Not all dinosaurs were huge, giant, horrible, terrifying creatures. Okay? Some of them were very small, size of a chicken or a cat. Okay? And so that's the point. Hey, listen, if dragons varied in size, according to the historical accounts, just like the dinosaurs, then, hey, maybe we're talking about one and the same creature. Okay? They just didn't have the word dinosaur invented yet, but they did have a word they used. It was called dragon. Okay? Then there's the flying comparison. Other accounts mention how not all dragons can fly, okay, or even had wings, okay. In the historical records, you see that some of them were actually wingless. They didn't have wings, okay. And again, this fits the description of dinosaurs. Some of them can fly, like the pteranodon or the pterodactyl, but most of them could not. Either way, wingless, wings, it's still, interesting enough, fits the description of a dinosaur. And then you got something like, the fire comparison, okay? And again, believe it or not, first of all, not all dragons mentioned throughout history breathe out fire, okay? That's another misconception, okay? And
hang on, we'll be back in just a moment with Pastor Billy Crone right here at the American Freedom Network. Either the media and education is correct or it's a lie. And I happen to believe it's a lie. We're being lied to, ladies and gentlemen.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
American patriots across this nation now recognize that our own rights and freedoms are being jeopardized. Yet what we are now reaping began at least 40 plus years ago when all future generations were denied even the right to live. With Amendment 62, Colorado 2010 Personhood Amendment, we shall protect and defend the rights of all people. If we are not willing to extend these rights that we hold dear to all people, and not only all people today, but all people tomorrow, then we shall have no rights at all. For then we shall have already relinquished our own rights. For if all men are not created equal with certain inalienable rights, then these are no longer rights at all, but privileges bestowed upon us by the courts. And if a human being is not a person, then neither are we. Personhood is defining a person as a human being once and for all. Vote yes on Amendment 62.
This message has been paid for by Better Country Services, preparing for a better country.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16.
For the finest in home security, you want Fine Line Security, a family-owned business. They install, service, and repair any CCTV system, including DVRs. Free estimates are available. Free security evaluations, including existing systems, emergency repairs, and loaner equipment. Call Scott at 303-550-8202. They also have lease options available for CCTV security. Always professional, neat, and excellent workmanship. Home automation wireless solution for doors and driveways also available. 303-550-8202. Fine Line Security.
Well, Dr. Stan, and certainly our guest this morning, Pastor Billy Crone of the Niagara Frontier Bible Church. Pastor Crone, would you like to tell people how they can get to your website?
Yeah, you can check us out at our main website at getalifemedia.com. That's GetalifeMedia.com, getalifemedia.com. Or you could just search for my name on the Internet, Billy Crone, C-R-O-N-E, and that'll take you where you need to go.
Okay, well, you pick the story up and go from there.
Well, again, it's not just common sense that we're appealing to. It's just you do a side-by-side comparison if you want to, you know, say it's wacky or whatever. But what's interesting, folks, is the Bible not only mentions dragons in the Bible, which you could pretty much just straight across the board supplant the word dinosaur, and fits very nicely. I don't think that's by chance. Okay, and again, what we're doing is we're explaining the premise that dinosaurs not only got on the ark, but they got off the ark, and if they got off the ark, where are they? Okay, well, again, they were here. They were just called by a different name. Not as many in number, and a lot of them, I believe, were hunted to extinction, and which doesn't take very long. We've seen that before in the past, like with the buffalo. In one generation, were almost completely wiped out, even though they started off with a very high population. Okay, it's the same thing, okay, and which is logical sense because, you know, usually when a population of man moves into an area, as man increases, the bigger ferocious animals decrease. We still see that today. It's total, perfect logical sense. Okay, but again, even if you don't want to look at the biblical account, you do a side-by-side comparison, and these things start lining up, not only with their size, not only with the flying or lack of flying, but even the fire comparison. Now, this is interesting, Dr. Monti, because immediately when people think dragon, you know, they've been brainwashed into thinking that every dragon you're talking about is this kind of weird-looking creature who flies and torments people with fire come out smell. Okay, well, first of all, not all dragons that were mentioned in history, okay, breathed out fire. That is another misconception. But I will say, okay, I don't necessarily have a problem if some of these dinosaurs, i.e. called dragons in the post-flood history, okay, could breathe out fire. I don't have a problem with that. And let me give you an example, folks, because, see, we don't know everything about everything, okay? And I know that's a really big concept there, but we don't, okay? And let me give you an example. Just even our knowledge on reptiles, okay? We think we know everything about animals today. No, we don't. Okay? And we show you some examples of this, folks. What if I were to tell you right now in this radio interview, okay, that there are certain reptiles that could literally walk on water? What would you say? You would say, hey, man, you need some help, okay? Get a better night's sleep or something. Okay, but no, actually, you would be the one that's wrong. There's a lizard out there. It's actually called the Jesus Christ lizard. I don't necessarily like the name, but that's what it's called. Okay, and it actually can walk on water. It runs so fast with such great force. We show you the actual video clip. This critter, to get away, can go so fast, he literally can flee on water. Absolutely amazing, okay? But not only that, let me give you another one. What if I were to tell you that some reptiles could fly? Okay, what would you say? You say he needs some help, you know what I'm saying? But no, there's a reptile, a lizard, called the Draco lizard. Draco, by the way, means dragon. Very interesting choice of word, okay? And it literally, when it jumps from tree to tree, it could literally fly through the air. It, all of a sudden, you don't see it until it jumps. And when it jumps, it has these fans, these little circular wing things that come out of its side, pretty good size too, and literally can fly in through the air, okay? And let me give you another one. What if I were to tell you that reptiles could spit poison out of their mouth? You say, man, you're crazy, man. Get real. No. We have one reptile. It's called the spitting cobra, and it does just that. Okay, now here's my whole point. I'm setting you up on purpose. Let's put it all together. Apparently, before I just said this, apparently reptiles today can walk on water, fly in the air, and spit something out of their mouth. Right? Right? We see that today, right? So here's the point. Why couldn't a dragon slash dinosaur, a post-flood dinosaur, mentioned in history, why couldn't it do the same thing? Especially when you see other creatures that we've talked about before, like the bombardier beetle. Okay, one guy says this. He says there's historical accounts all through history, folks, about encounters with dragons. He says you need to remember, when we think of them, we call them dinosaurs, but the Bible calls them dragon. Okay, he said it's one and the same thing. It's like a dinosaur and a dragon looking in the same mirror, just different words. He said there's legends of dragons all over the world. He says, in fact, the Chinese culture has loads of accounts of dragons, and not just dragons, but fire-breathing dragons. And he says, so right now, at that point, I just said that, you're thinking, wait a minute, you've gone a little bit too far. You had me all the way up to there. That's just over the top. And he says, well, wait a second. Haven't you ever heard of the bombardier beetle? He said it's a little beetle. It's about 3/4 of an inch long. It's alive today. You can find them today. He says, don't try to catch one. It's going to hurt you. He said, but as it turns out, this guy was designed, listen, with two little chambers right near its back end. It's got a third chamber in there as well. And he says, now in one of those chambers, he contains about 28% hydrogen peroxide. The other one is contains a chemical, hydroquinone. And he says, now when something comes up to attack it, he injects those two chemicals together into that third chamber, and an explosion happens, and fire and smoke comes shooting out of his back end. And he says, now think about that. Here you are, a bug, 3/4 of an inch long. Something attacks you, and you cause an explosion. Bam! And he says, now here's another interesting thing. He said, think about it. That means that bug has rocket power. And so when he shoots it, he must go shooting off in the opposite direction, right? Just like a rocket. He says, no. Here's another amazing thing that God designed this little guy to do. He said, this little bug, he can not only shoot this out of its back end, the rocket propellant, if you will, okay, he shoots it like a cannon. He can even aim the thing. And when he shoots it, the reason why he stays in one spot instead of just doesn't go pew, flying like he's got a rocket pack on him, is because he shoots it in a series of explosions so fast that you can't see with the naked eye. You actually have to use it with slow-mo camera, okay, that it allows the bug to remain in one spot, like he's shooting a machine gun, okay, with these chemical reaction, and it blows the attacker away. And he says this, that's a what? A fire-shooting bug. And so he asked the and again, by the way, we show you the actual video of this bug. We're not making this up, okay, on this study. He said, then common sense is this. This is the question. If God could design a defensive mechanism in the little bombardier beetle that shoots fire and smoke, couldn't he have done the same thing with a dragon slash dinosaur? He says, in fact, he says, if you're familiar with the hadrosaur dinosaur, he said they have this big, long, bony crest. And it turns out that he's got two chambers in his head and another chamber that's right there with it. So he's got three chambers in their head. And they're going, gee, I wonder what these were for. He said, I just wonder if those two chambers and that bony piece didn't contain two chemicals, just like the bombardier beetle, and then when something attacked the hadrosaur dinosaur, boom, you had a fire-breathing dinosaur, or dragon, as they called them in the post-flood world. Folks, that makes total common sense, and we're just dealing with the evidence. But that's not all. Let's continue with some more comparisons. You tell me if we're not dealing with one and the same creature, a dinosaur and a dragon. Let's look at the cave comparison. Another misconception about dragons is they all lived in caves and they guarded all this treasure. No. Actually, some historical accounts that we see in history around the world reveals that some dragons lived in the forest, some did live in the sea, and some lived in caves, open fields, and, you know, okay, and that's just like with dinosaurs, okay? They lived in these different areas as well. You look at the herd comparison. Another historical account show that some of the dragons, they hunted alone. Some historical records of dragons say that they lived in herds and packs, okay? And that's what we know today about dinosaurs. Some of them hunted alone, and some of them roamed in herds. And this is, I thought, was very interesting, Dr. Monteith. How about the egg comparison? Gee whiz, folks, interesting enough, of all things dragons are said to have laid is what? Eggs. That's common knowledge, right? Well, guess what? It just so happens dinosaurs did the same thing.
Hold that thought. We'll get back to the eggs in just a moment here with Pastor Billy Crone.
If you're a health-conscious woman interested in fitness, join the Beth Messiah congregation as they welcome Deborah McCoy, an excellent, experienced personal trainer. Deborah will share her wisdom and fitness techniques. Plan on attending Sunday, November the 7th at 10:30 to 1:30 for a brunch at KHNC Lobby. Please bring a dish to share. Call 1-800-205-6245 for more information and ask for Sharon. That's 1-800-205-6245. See you Sunday, November the 7th. KHNC 1360 AM Johnstown, Colorado, and the America News Network at AmericaNewsNet.com would like to take this opportunity to endorse Tom Tancredo for Governor of Colorado, Ken Buck for U.S. Senate, and Jim Ferrillo for Adams County Sheriff. This endorsement does not necessarily reflect the opinions of advertisers or sponsors on the American Freedom Network. Divine Canine says the temptation to buy a loved one or a child the ultimate gift of a new pet may be more than you bargained for. Of the animals that are euthanized each year, many are holiday or uninformed purchases. Make wise decisions and always have your pets spayed or neutered. That's from Divine Canine at 1141 South Street. Not just another drop-off service, but your complete solution to caring pet sitting. They provide sanitized kennels, appropriate nutrition, indoor and outdoor yards, and quality dog training and pet grooming. For convenient drop-off times and affordable rates, call 303-464-1380.
Are you looking for answers for your physical, mental, and financial health? Ganoderma, King of Herbs, is a great start because it works. OrganiGold International brings only the healthiest and purest state of 100% certified organic Ganoderma throughout their products and beverages. For information, call Gus Gowron, 970-587-2101, or check our webpage at www.bridgetscoffee.organigold.com. Once again, call 970-587-2101.
Well, good morning, Dr. Stan here. Our guest this morning, Pastor Billy Crone. Pastor, pick up the story of the dinosaurs.
Well, again, I find it very interesting. Of all things that dragons are said to have laid is eggs, and gee whiz, guess what? Dinosaurs did the same thing. Paleontologists, folks, all over the world have found numerous dinosaur eggs and nesting sites all over the world. And that's exactly what's mentioned with a dragon. So give me a break. It reminds me of the classic saying, hey, if it walks like a duck and it acts like a duck and it quacks like a duck, it's probably a duck. All right, so when you look at the evidence and you compare these factors, these descriptions of dinosaurs and dragons, and you see that dragons were walking like dinosaurs, they were acting like dinosaurs, they were living like dinosaurs, they were looking like dinosaurs, they were laying eggs like dinosaurs. Gee whiz, I'm kind of thinking you're probably dealing with a dinosaur, okay? But again, you might say, well, okay, that's interesting, that's nice and neat. The Bible mentions dragons, and if you do this historical comparison of dragons and dinosaurs, it really does look like you're talking about one and the same creature. That's cool, but come on, man, this is so wild. This is so contrary to what I'm being told. I don't want to take your word for it. I want to look at these historical accounts. I want to make up my own mind. And you know what, folks? If you're actually asking that, hey, kudos to you. I'll give you a serious golf clap. That's exactly what you should be asking if you're an honest seeker of the truth, okay? Unlike what evolution says to do, and then just scoff at the idea, ha, 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 you're wacky, before you even investigate the facts. At least investigate, will you? So let's do that, folks. Let me just share with you a few of the historical accounts of dragons throughout history. And you tell me, folks, with your own mind, your own logic, a good dose of common sense, if we're not obviously talking about dinosaurs, that got off the ark with Noah, okay? Ancient peoples, folks, all over the world have told, if you study history, of huge reptilian creatures that are strikingly just like dinosaurs. The ancient Europeans, they called them dragons. And one of the best preserved tells of the hero Gilgamesh. Remember that story? And he decided to make a name for himself, traveling to a distant land to chop down some cedar trees for his city. If you read the account, he reached the place with about 50 other people, and they discovered a huge dragon which devoured the trees and reeds and was fearsome to see and had terrible teeth, and he killed it and cut its head off for a trophy. That's, how do you explain that? That sounds like a dinosaur that was still around and at the time of the flood of Noah, and that's what he encountered. But it's all over the world, folks. Ancient stories in India often mention dinosaur-like animals, okay? In fact, listen to this. This is really cool. Hey, and you can check this out yourself, folks. I'm not making this up. When Alexander the Great, okay, if you're familiar with his conquest, he made it over to India, and when he was over there, he was assaulting some of the cities over there in India. He found many great reptiles, which Indians kept in caves and worshipped. And you need to understand with Alexander the Great, he took scientists along with him, if you ever study his background, by the way, and they recorded vehemently a lot of the things that they were encountering, okay? And he found many great reptiles, which the Indians kept in caves, and they actually worshipped them, okay? And the Indians, when he got there, begged Alexander the Great, don't bother these animals, okay? And so he agreed, but one time when he was marching his army past one of the caves there, a great reptile heard the sound of the marching army, stuck its head out, and they recorded it hissed so loud and emitted such gusts of rage that everyone was terrified. Listen, they estimated it was over 100 feet long. Well, gee, I wonder what that was. Oh, yeah, sounds like a dinosaur, doesn't it? In China, you think it's by chance the dragon is the national symbol, okay? And some of the most ancient artworks of dragons, if you take a look at them, they closely resemble what we know today are dinosaurs. Ancient Chinese books, folks, tell of people using what? Dragon's blood, dragon's fat, dragon's brains, and dragon's saliva for medicine. Was that completely mythological? How did they make the medicine together if there was no dragon around to get the blood, the fat, the brains, or the spit from? Give me a break, folks. You're talking about dinosaurs after the time of the flood. Okay, and then, with the egg issue, the Chinese believed that the dragons laid eggs, and in fact, they recorded accounts of finding them along the Great River there. And then, in fact, what's very interesting, Dr. Monti, is some of the ancient books over there in China tell of early Chinese family that bred dragons or dinosaurs, okay, which the emperor used to pull their chariots on special occasions. I'd like to have that. That'd be kind of cool. And then, folks, it's all other people around the world. Their belief was so strong that they even designed their ships to resemble the dragons or dinosaurs of the sea. Heard of the Vikings, the Scandinavian countries, tales about dragons are the things that they would find in the sea, okay? In fact, not just in the sea, but on the land. One ancient Scandinavian legend told of a dragon, okay, listen to this, it had a big body like an ox. Okay, it had two long back legs like a frog's, and two short front legs. Hey, what's that sound like? That's almost kind of like a little Tyrannosaurus Rex with little tiny front things up there front. And see, its whole body was covered with scales. It had monstrous jaws, and it could leap like a frog. And which is amazing, folks. That sounds like several known dinosaurs today. Paleontologists actually do think that some of the dinosaurs could use their powerful hind legs to leap. Okay. And the Scandinavians were encountering them. How do you explain that? Many great heroes supposedly killed a dragon. There's, of course, the classic story of Beowulf, who slew a dragon that lived near the sea. St. George, if you recall, he killed a dragon which lived near a cave. And then a 10th century Irish writer, he recorded an encounter with a large beast that sounds very much like a stegosaurus. Listen to this. He described it as having iron nails on its tail, which pointed backwards. It had a head shaped somewhat like a horse's and thick, hideous legs with iron claws. Now, gee whiz, what's that? Sounds like a stegosaurus. And again, see, we're thinking, well, it can't be a stegosaurus. They died out 70 million years ago. Really? Or have we been lied to, folks, slowly, methodically, with the lie of evolution? In the city of Nerluc in France, it was actually named in honor of the killing of a dragon there. Okay, and some of the details of this particular beast, it sounds like a triceratops, okay, where it was said to have been armed with tusks that were sharp like pointed swords, and it had a body that was larger than an ox, and it lay in wait in the river. And then in the 1500s, I'm not going to tell you this in school, a well-known, direct quote here, scientific book, okay, actually still listed dragons as living but extremely rare animals. Another famous scientist, his name was Ulysses Aldrovandus, and he carefully documented, yes, a scientist, see, he wasn't brainwashed by evolution yet, folks, he carefully documented an encounter of one of these near-extinct reptiles by a peasant. His name was Baptista, okay? And he said that the poor monsters had become so reduced in numbers and size, he even records the date. On May 13, 1572, a simple Italian herdsman killed a hissing dragon.
Hey, we're out of time, Pastor. We'll talk to you again next month. God bless. Bye-bye.
God bless.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cederstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way, the only way they know how.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Katz every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning was Pastor Billy Crone. And if you have not seen his video series on the on the fearful creation, why we carry it. It's actually 8 DVDs, 2 sections, part 1, part 2. And he has all sorts of wonderful video clippets in there, and pictures and motion pictures and interviews. You'll find it fascinating. He does a wonderful job, and there's no question at all that dinosaurs existed after the Great Flood, and just as certainly the buffalo, where there were millions of buffalo in the Great Plains, and most of them were killed off by mankind, so the dinosaurs were killed off. But you see, this goes against the lie of evolution. So we suggest you get the series Fearful Creation, either part one or part two, or get both of them together. And then, of course, we carry Pastor Crone's excellent 10 DVD series, part one, part two, entitled The Final Countdown, is the DVD series on RFID, and I think we have one other. And they're available by calling 1-800-544-8927. You need to educate your children, your family, your neighbors. It's all a lie. The media is controlled by 5 major corporations, and the 6th one, which, of course, just recently bought out GE and NBC. But their design is to control what you think, and they all tie into the Brotherhood of Darkness, whether it be Bertelsmann, Viacom, Time Warner, Disney, Murdoch. They are all part and parcel of this group that wants to control you, your mind, and your family, and your future. And, of course, they believe in massive reduction in the world population. They're poisoning children throughout the world with a vaccination program. And if you doubt that the vaccination program has to do with population control, just go up on the Internet and type in Rockefeller Foundation vaccination of fertility control or population control. And, of course, they're using the vaccines. Why? Because they put mercury in them and it destroys the fertility. It actually changes the genetic structure, not only of you, but of your children and your grandchildren. They know what they're doing. Why do you think fertility is falling all throughout the world? There is an elite that wants to kill off most of the world's population. You need to get my material on population control. You can read my population control agenda monograph up on the Internet. You need to hear my talk on planned population reduction, none dare call it genocide, and on population control. You need to get our 4-tape set on it. Certainly, Alex Jones has an excellent DVD we carry. It's called Endgame. It goes into that population control. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. They are in...